Well, the Prime Minister and senior Australian officials are scrambling to reassure other countries in the region about the implications of the submarine decision. France has responded furiously, saying the United States is behaving incoherently and undermining its relationship with Australia. Our Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts joins us now. Stephen, it's been a long night for you and other reporters. Why is the government so keen to calm regional partners about this announcement?
Well, largely because there's so much unease and hesitancy in the region, historically at least, about Australia taking on big new defence commitments. In particular, in countries like Indonesia, they've always looked somewhat suspiciously at Australia, particularly when large amounts of money are invested in big new capabilities such as this with the submarines. You might remember a decade ago, Indonesia also responded furiously when Australia announced it would rotate US Marines through Darwin. So, historically, there's quite a lot of baggage there. Now, that's shifted in the last few years. Southeast Asian countries, including Indonesia, are now more comfortable with Australia boosting its defence spend, in part because they want to also see China effectively balanced in the region. But this is still going to take very careful handling. And that's probably why the Prime Minister has been on the phone already, speaking to leaders in the region, New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, to Yoshihide Suga, the Japanese Prime Minister, Narendra Modi from India, trying to reassure them that this isn't targeted at them. He'll also speak to Singapore's Prime Minister, as well as the Prime Ministers of PNG and Fiji later today. We haven't, though, yet heard much from any regional leaders, aside from Jacinda Ardern, New Zealand's Prime Minister. She was certainly not hostile to the arrangement, but she did emphasise that, and this is according to long-standing New Zealand policy, no nuclear-powered vessels or submarines would be allowed in New Zealand's waters. And that will include these new submarines when they do eventually become a reality.
Stephen, what's been the domestic political reaction so far?
We've heard a little bit, of course, in earlier packages, including a furious response from the Greens, who have warned that that these new submarines will present an enormous security risk. They've been referred to as floating Chernobyls, and that they could also escalate tensions in the region. But what we're all really waiting on now is the response from the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, who is expected to speak pretty soon. The government has been very keen to get a bipartisan response on this. They want Labor on side. They don't want this to become a political hot potato, and it seems confident that it can get Labor on board. And for that end, Anthony Albanese and other senior Labor frontbenchers were briefed by government officials late yesterday. So it will be important to hear what Anthony Albanese has to say on this front, and we shouldn't have to wait too long for that.
Stephen, thank you. That's our Foreign Affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.